What's today? It's Big Easter! It's Big Easter, and we are celebrating. Oh. Of course, I've got to get all somber now, because this week I read John 20, and I felt like writing poetry. It was the 60s all over again, I think, but I felt like writing poetry, and I thought about Mary weeping at the tomb. That was kind of where I was, and here's what I wrote. Tears for death. Tears for death and fear. Tears for death, fear, and confusion. Tears for death, fear, confusion, and anticipation. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, and surprise. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, and hope. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, hope, and happiness. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, hope, happiness, and resurrection. Tears. So today, on Easter, on Big Easter, where we have the Big Easter celebration, let me change gears just for a second and ask you, what makes you cry? I cry when I'm filled with emotion. Internal, external, expected, unexpected, appropriate, inappropriate. Sometimes I just cry. And Mary Magdalene went to the tomb early on the first day of the week. It was still dark outside. She discovered that the stone had been rolled away. And she ran and told Peter and John. That's the one that says, the disciple whom Jesus loved, that's John. She went and told Peter and John that Jesus was gone, and she didn't know where the body was. Peter and John ran to the empty tomb, and John got there first. They saw, they believed, they didn't understand exactly what was happening, and then they went back to their homes. End of story for the disciples, right? Well, at least for this part. But Mary didn't leave. She just stood there sobbing. Why are you weeping? Two angels in white were there and asked her the same question. Why are you weeping? And I could just think of Mary. Why am I weeping? Why am I weeping? I'm weeping because Jesus is dead, and I don't know where they took his body, and it's gone. And Peter and John just came, and they looked, and they left, and I'm confused, and I'm angry. And then Jesus was standing there right in front of her, and she didn't recognize him. Why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for? Why am I weeping? I'm weeping because Jesus is dead and I don't know where he is. I don't know where they took his body and it's gone. And Peter and John just came and they looked and then they left and I'm confused and I'm angry and I'm lost. Just tell me where he is and I'll take him away. Mary. Teacher. I think Mary kept weeping. She had to still be filled with all the emotions of the past few days and of that early morning. And she went and she told the disciples what she had seen. She had seen Jesus. She says, she goes to tell the disciples, I have seen the Lord. And she had tears. She had tears for death. Tears for death and fear. tears for death and fear and confusion, and tears for death and fear and confusion and anticipation. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, and surprise. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, and hope. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, hope, and happiness. Tears for death, fear, confusion, anticipation, surprise, hope, happiness, and resurrection. Tears. Today we are celebrating. And at the same time, we're carrying with us all of these emotions. All of these emotions that bring us to tears. Tears for death. Fear. Confusion. Anticipation. Surprise. Hope. Happiness. And resurrection. And so today in our celebration and the rest of the days and any little Easter that we have, on Big Easter, at family gatherings, whenever it is, cry boldly with all of those emotions. And don't worry if it's too confusing to figure out completely exactly why you are weeping. And let's pray. Thank you, God, for the empty tomb. Thank you for our tears. Thank you, God, for the resurrection. Amen.